So I wanted to rant a little bit here about investor-friendly contractors. I have a bit of an issue with this term. I hear it a lot. I see it a lot on BiggerPockets and other platforms out there, and definitely in the RIAs and networking events. People always want to know, do you have any investor-friendly contractors? Where are the investor-friendly contractors? I can't find investor-friendly contractors. This term annoys the shit out of me. Now, my background is in construction. I started off in construction. My parents had a construction company, renovated over 1,000 houses. I've seen it all, done it all, worked with homeowners, investors, builders, everybody. There's no such thing as an investor-friendly contractor. There's just a contractor that knows what they're doing and a contractor that doesn't. Period. Now, what I think people are asking for is, do you know a cheap contractor? Or do you know a contractor that knows what the hell they're doing? Because I don't. That's, I think, the two things that people are actually asking for when it comes to investor friendly. And both of those are very bad things to look for. So let's address the cheap one, right? I've always heard this expression. I don't know who the hell said it or where it came from, but they say, you get fast, good, or cheap. Pick two. Right? That's what they mean. What they mean that when it comes to contractors is you're either going to get a fast and good contractor, but they're going to be expensive, a good and cheap contractor, but they're going to be slow. So pick two. And right now, frankly, it's for me, it's been more pick one. And hopefully that even works out. But it's very true. It truly is. You can't have it all. You can't have fast, good, and cheap. You gotta learn where to sacrifice. You gotta learn where you can pay more, where you have to pay less, and maybe take longer, or maybe have less quality because of the neighborhood. Maybe you don't need higher end finish outs or higher quality finish out, or it all depends. But what I'm trying to get to is that all depends on you. Not the contractor. You're the one that's supposed to determine that. So when you say investor-friendly contractor and you want somebody that knows what the hell they're doing because you don't, you should not be getting into this. Because a contractor should be a good contractor, period. They should not need to know what style of cabinets need to go on this house because you're the investor. You're the one that needs to tell them because the contractor can obviously give you an array and tell you, hey, these cabinets should go here because they're awesome cabinets. And yes, they're 100% right. They're awesome cabinets. But in San Antonio, let's say, and you're doing a house that's under 150, I'm not going to put in cabinets that I would put in a house that's $250,000. So that's something that most contractors are not going to know. To them, they're just like, well, these are good cabinets. Why wouldn't you want to? So it's your job to tell them, hey, we're going to do this kind of finish out in this house. I want this level grade of cabinets, even down to the moldings. I've had contractors put 4-inch pine moldings as crown molding inside a house that I was selling. I was actually going to rent the house. I wanted crown molding to make it look nice, but I wanted the cheap little crown molding that you find at Home Depot that's, not even $1 square foot. I wanted that crown molding. I didn't want the one that's 350 a square foot. That's insane, right? So the contractor brings it and he says, well, this is the molding I like to work with. Oh, I don't care. If you want to pay for it, go ahead. But that's not the molding I want. But that's the stuff that I need to know. That's the stuff that I need to tell the contractor. That's not up to the contractor to decide what kind of finish outs they're gonna do. Even when you have a contractor that has experience, like right now we're renovating a house in the historic district. And we've never done a house in the historic side of San Antonio, right? So we got a contractor that has already done a couple houses in the historic district. So we are relying a little bit on their expertise, but I still know construction. So I'm still going there every day and making sure that they're using the effective materials, stuff that does make sense to use on the houses, and not spend money on stupid shit that maybe it's more comfortable for them to use, but it's not good for the bottom line. So when you refer to investor-friendly contractor, just know that there's no such thing as an investor-friendly contractor. All you're pretty much saying is, I don't know what the hell I'm doing, so I need somebody to help me with this. And if that's the case, you don't need an investor-friendly contractor. You need an investor partner. You need an investor that knows what the hell they're doing, that they can direct that contractor. Now, I'm going to do an episode later on, or maybe my partner John Barr is going to do one, with the contracts, the all the stuff that we go through when we get a contractor. Because getting a contractor, it's not like, hey, give me a bid. Awesome. Great bid. Now go do the job. No, the bid needs to be detailed. You need to know what the hell you're doing, because a lot of contractors make the bulk of their money on change orders. What does this mean? Is that they give you a bid for a house. They tell you, yes, I can renovate this house for 20 grand. You're like, wow, that is awesome. I'm going to make so much money. They go out. They rip out all the flooring. They rip out all the base molding. Put new flooring in. Then they come to you and they tell you, oh, did you want new base molding? Yeah, you idiot. You ripped them out. Why wouldn't I want new base molding? Oh, well, that wasn't in the scope. You know, and you look at the scope and it just says rehab, 20 grand. It's not detailed. It's not itemized. You need to request that. You need to know what needs to be itemized. Like, are the hardware for the doors included in this? Are the trim packages for the doors included in this? Is the fixtures, the lighting fixtures included in this? What's included, what isn't? You need to know this because you need to account for those things. So they may not include it, which is fine, but you need to know that so then you can count for that. So what we do with a lot of our rehabs is we actually provide the material for a lot of them. We ask labor only, just do the work, we'll bring you all the material, right? Because it helps us shop around materials and do stuff like that. But we itemize everything. We break everything down. So you can't depend on your contractor to do that. Would it be nice? Of course it would be nice. I would love to have a contractor that can do that. I still haven't found one, and I've been doing this for a while now. It's just one of those things out there. A lot of these contractors, they used to be painters and all of a sudden they're GCs, or they used to be sheetrockers and all of a sudden they're GCs. They don't know how to, they may know how to do the job, but they don't know how to bid a project. They don't know how to itemize a bid. They don't know how to do a lot of these things. And it's your job as the investor to make sure that those things are being done correctly. Because at the end of the day, you're the one that's going to lose the money. So you need to keep that in mind. There's no such thing as an investor-friendly contractor. There's just a contractor that knows what they're doing and a contractor that doesn't. A contractor that's cheaper and a contractor that's more expensive. A contractor that can work faster, one that works slower. Now, we've done jobs where I've picked cheap and slow, but I want a good finish out. I want good work. So I'm willing to take the time because maybe I got cheaper money or I'm paying it for myself. So I don't have money costs and I want good pricing, which is the only time you're really going to get good pricing, and especially on labor, is when the owner of the company is the one working. If the owner of the company has guys or they're subcontracting stuff out, there's always a place where you're going to save more money working with somebody that is the owner and they're going to do the job themselves, because a lot of the money that they're charging is going to their pocket. Right? With these other guys, a lot of the money they're charging has to go to pay the subs and the workers and all of that. So that's one thing to keep in mind as well. But definitely no such thing as investor-friendly contractor. It annoys the shit out of me every time somebody says it, because I know they're going to get screwed. I know they don't know what the hell they're doing. If you're asking for an investor-friendly contractor, you probably never renovated a house before. You never done anything like that, and you're hoping the contractor's going to help you. You're hoping the contractor's going to partner with you. You're the one that needs to know what kind of finish out needs to go in the house. By finish out, I mean like type of cabinets, color schemes. Do you need to replace the doors or not? I mean, there's a lot of places that you don't need to put six panel doors. Just paint the flat ones that are there and you're good to go. Do you need carpeting in the bedroom or flooring? Do you need laminate flooring or hardwood floors? Tile? There's a million things that only you as an investor can know, because you look at the comps in the area. Hopefully you are looking at the comps in the area and you're seeing what needs to get done to these properties, because a contractor will go in there and they'll tell you, yeah, we should put 6-panel doors. We should do this. We should do that. Of course, it's going to look beautiful after all of that, but it may not be necessary. And only you, the investor, is going to know that. Don't depend on your contractor. And of course, I know I hear a lot of you saying, no, not my contractor. Okay, you got the special one. But for everybody else out there that doesn't have the special one, please be informed. Don't get stupid. Don't try to get into a project when you've never done one. It's very easy to lose money on rehabs. It's very easy to lose money on flipping houses if you don't know what you're doing. So best thing, instead of looking for an investor-friendly contractor, look for an investor partner, somebody that can help you, somebody that can at least, maybe you pay them an advisement fee or a little small portion of the profit just to advise you and tell you, hey, on this house, this is the kind of work you want to do. Maybe you hire this contractor, talk to this person. That's going to help you a lot more than trying to do this yourself and getting an investor-friendly contractor. So I feel better now that I got that out of my chest. I hope this helps you guys. And just keep listening, keep reviewing, and I'll see you in the next one.